What's going on, guys? And welcome to this episode of Evolved Mastery. I'm your host, Princeton Clark. And today we're going to be diving into the topic of overcoming self-doubt, building confidence, and self-efficiency. Guys, as we continue this journey of self-mastery, one of the major things that we must begin to understand is the importance of having confidence if we're going to be efficient in how we show up. So many times when we go to step into new things, what begins to trouble so many of us is that we focus on so many of the things that we don't have, the information we haven't learned, you know, the experiences that we haven't had, so on and so forth. And there are so many different things that play into our own self-doubt. Maybe it was how we're raised. Maybe it was the environment that we were raised in, so on and so forth. But we have to start understanding that if we want to truly grow, we have to start building confidence. So this episode is focused on overcoming the self-doubt so that we can start building confidence and becoming more efficient in how we show up in creating the lives that we get to create. And when we start diving into this, the first thing that I want to start talking about is recognizing the impact of self-doubt when it comes to personal growth. Because self-doubt is going to hinder you. If you don't believe that it's possible for you to take these steps, if you don't believe that it's possible for you to grow and evolve, if you don't believe that it's possible to start and build a successful business or to have healthy relationships or to create new experiences in your life, then guess what? You're never going to be consistent. You're never going to move efficiently enough to create that desired outcome. So we got to start understanding that if we don't start dealing with the aspects of our belief systems that keep us from moving efficiently in our lives, then guess what? There's always going to be something that limits us. There's always going to be something that holds us back. There's always going to be something or some opportunity that arises for us to make an excuse because we don't believe in ourselves. And at the root, it's not because things aren't working out for us. It's not because people aren't showing up. It's not because this, that, and the other. It's because we doubt ourselves. We don't truly trust ourselves. And this keeps us from taking consistent, concerted action towards the goal. So if we want to start changing these outcomes, we got to start believing in ourselves. We got to start creating a vision for ourselves. We got to start speaking more positively over our lives. We got to start really diving into creating goals that are going to help us level up. As I talked about in the last podcast, go back and check it out if you want to learn how to truly step into and unleash your potential. We dove into that a little bit, but we're going to start moving into this topic today. And I just want to start just by talking about the importance of overcoming this, because I've seen so many entrepreneurs over the years, so many people in relationships, so many people in different spaces of life lose or not step into what they had the power to step into, all because they didn't believe in themselves. What's the point of living this life if you're not going to believe that anything is possible? I always say nothing is impossible because I'm possible. I can create whatever I have a vision to create, but I have to believe and have faith that this vision was given to me. And because it was given to me, it's 100% possible for me to manifest what's been revealed to me. You will never be given a vision for something the provision is not available for. I'm sure those who follow me enough have heard me say that. You will never be divinely given a vision that is not possible for you to manifest, that the resources is not available somewhere in your life for you to create. But you have to be willing to believe wholeheartedly and understand that the moment you start taking steps on the vision, you're going to be challenged. You're going to be challenged and your faith is going to be tested. Life is going to say, okay, let's see if you really want what you've been asking for. Let's see if you are really willing to do the work that you're saying you are prepared to do. Let's see if you're ready for the resources. Let's see if you're ready for the better relationships. Let's see if you're ready for this, that, and the other. Life is testing your ability to commit. It's testing how strong your faith is. And if you are not willing to love yourself and trust yourself enough to take the steps, then life is going to say, okay, you're not ready. You don't truly believe it. Life is always going to put a mirror in front of you to show you what you think, how you walk, how you show up in your life. Life is always going to expose you to you. It's never about the challenge. It's all about what the challenge is revealing to you about your thoughts of yourself and your thoughts of your potential, your thoughts of your ability to show up. And when you can start understanding this, you understand that the mirror is your greatest gift. It's not coming to expose you to break you. It's coming to expose you to break you free. So we got to start identifying the sources and triggers of self-doubt. Like I said, sometimes when we look back on how we were raised, experiences we had, the things that we didn't have, the disappointments that we faced, a lot of the times when we experience these dramatic moments in our lives where we tried to take the step, where we tried to do the work, and maybe somebody told you that you were never going to be successful, and you listened to it and you believed it. And as a result of that belief, you stopped taking the steps. Maybe you took a step and life said, okay, let's see if you're really ready to be committed, and it threw an obstacle in your way. Well, when that obstacle got in the way, you stopped. You stopped moving. You stopped applying action. Maybe you're blaming your family. Maybe you're blaming how you were raised. I never had support. I never was taught this stuff. That's all an excuse. You are an adult now, and in your adult prowess, if you are able mind, able body, you can educate yourself. You can choose to be the opposite of what you've chosen to believe you are. But life, again, is going to challenge you. It's going to put things in front of you to expose you to you. And you have to start identifying when these challenges come, the excuses that you give yourself. Because when you start making excuses, well, I know that I have the ability to do it, but pay attention to those but moments and ask yourself, what's triggering me to say but right now? What's triggering me not to make this decision? What fear is being exposed in me in my life? What inadequacy is being exposed in me or in my life right now that I must address? Because if you don't start addressing these things and being honest about these things, guess what? You're going to continue to give yourself an excuse to doubt yourself. So get focused. Look at these moments when you start feeling down, when you start feeling challenged, when you start feeling depressed, when you start feeling fearful. And understand that this is an opportunity for growth. Change the way you see things, the things you see will change. Your perspective shapes how you respond. Your perspective shapes how you choose to speak about your life. Your perspective shapes how you choose to show up in your life. So if you want to change your life, change your perspective. Understand that you are divinely gifted to create something in your life. You've been given a vision, a gift, an opportunity to manifest something in your world that you can share with the world. I talk about this all the time, and you're going to hear me say it more and more and more in these coming episodes, because it's time for you to start showing up for you in a way that you've never showed up for you before. The same old things won't create new things. The same old actions won't get new results. The same old thoughts won't get new responses in your life. You gotta start changing. You gotta start evolving. You gotta start growing. You gotta give yourself permission to be the version of you that you've been pushing away while staying in this comfortable, miserable place that you've been in. I don't care if you're starting a new business, going into a new relationship, maybe facing challenges in a current business or a current relationship or a current area of your life that you are sick and tired of being in. You have to be willing to look at the areas of your life that are keeping you from being the most efficient version of yourself. Then from there, you got to start looking at the negative self-talk and limiting beliefs even more deeply. Pay attention to the moments of your life, again, where these challenges come, and listen to how you communicate to yourself. Are you speaking and thinking in a way that makes it possible, that increases your belief, that increases your faith, that increases your action? Or are you speaking and thinking in a way that makes you shrink back, makes you go backwards, makes you stay comfortably miserable, makes you give up? See, failure is what happens when you give up. I've been talking about this a lot lately. Because of this negative self-talk and the limiting beliefs, a lot of us allow ourselves and give ourselves permission to fail, not grow. And see, understand this. Failure, as I keep saying, is a choice. We all fall down, but we choose to fail. We can either stay down, or we can take the wisdom of what knocked us down, and we can stand back up and we can keep moving. But the negative self-talk has to stop. These limiting beliefs, they're being revealed to us all the time. People always say, well, I don't know why I just don't stay committed. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You know when you're not showing up for you. You know when you're procrastinating. You know when you're making excuses. The reason you are not staying committed is because you are not disciplining yourself and you lack a sense of urgency to take action. You live every moment as though the next moment is promised. You operate in every situation like you have tomorrow. You don't truly honor your life, and that's why you're not moving. That's why you're not moving. And until you're willing to be honest about that and understand that you're not valuing yourself, and as a result, you talk down on yourself, you make excuses, you think less of yourself, you think less of your abilities, you make excuses, oh, well, they have more money than me, or they have more access to information than me, or blah, 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 blah. It's all excuses. Because if you want something bad enough, where there is a will, there is a way. And for most people, the reason they're not moving, the reason they're not evolving is because they lack the will. They lack the urgency. They lack the love of self that pushes them to take the steps to be a better version of themselves. That's the reason change isn't happening. And as a result, they give themselves excuses to doubt their power and their potential in this world. They give themselves permission to doubt that if they just choose to be possible, anything is possible. So we got to start stepping into this and acknowledging where we are allowing ourselves to make these excuses. We're allowing ourselves to speak negatively and think negatively because you are, as I always say, the root to the tree of your life. If you want to change the fruit, you got to get back to the root and start watering yourself the right things, having the right conversations, thinking the right thoughts, reading the right information. Stop letting people talk to you that don't add value to your life. Stop believing what other people say to you because they didn't commit. They didn't do the work. You have the power to change your life right now. But another step in overcoming self-doubt is also cultivating self-compassion and self-acceptance. You have to start being kinder with yourself. You have to start really understanding that this truly is your life. Stop being so dang hard on yourself and understand that, look, you get to do this. You get to do this. You get to live this life. Every breath you breathe is a gift. And it's not about being perfect. It's about progress. It's about waking up every single day, being a better version of yourself. Even if it's doing one thing a day, if you take one step forward every single day for 100 days, if you get 1% better every single day for 100 days, you will be 100% better in the area that you took the steps in. But it's all up to you. You have to work to the point where you show up for yourself and you're compassionate with yourself and you accept your responsibility, your ability to respond in your life. So that at the end of each day, you can say, even though I may not be where I want to be today, I'm better. I will repeat that until I'm blue in the face because we challenge ourselves and we hustle, hustle, hustle. And then we make excuses and then we judge ourselves and then we don't step fully into it. We don't step fully into our faith. We don't fully believe in ourselves and we pressure ourselves into defeat. Understand every single day is an opportunity to grow. It's up to you. If you achieve one thing that you want to achieve for the day, celebrate that one thing and build upon it. If you get it done and you're able to do 2, 3, 4, 5 more things, then commit to the process and celebrate it. Everybody's walking a different journey. Everybody has a different vision. So don't compare your path to another person's path. It's about loving you enough every single day to believe that, again, every vision that you have been given, the provision is available for, because your spirit will never receive a vision for something that's impossible for you. So let's start cultivating more compassion for ourselves. Let's start being more grateful and let's start accepting the lessons as blessings that have come to expose the areas of us that we get to grow in. And as we begin to do that, we have to start building self-confidence through incremental achievements. This goes back to what I was saying, celebrating that 1% or that one step or the 5 steps that you take in progress every single day. Celebrate yourself. Congratulate yourself. Say thank you to yourself. Get in front of the mirror and say, I honor me today because I did the work. You know, there's this famous reel or meme where Snoop Dogg is talking and he's like, I just want to thank me. You know, and he goes down this list for all the things that he wants to thank himself for. Start thanking yourself. Being grateful for yourself and be confident that anything that you apply positive action to, you're going to get a positive result. Even if that thing comes with a challenge, that challenge is not a negative thing. That challenge is only showing you and presenting to you an opportunity to grow, a new area to learn in. And as long as you have breath in your body, you get to learn. You get to evolve. And as you do this, you're going to slowly but surely overcome the self-doubt because you're going to start seeing the results because you committed to the process. You started doing new things. And as a result, you started getting new results. Let's get to it, guys. Let's keep growing. Let's keep applying ourselves and start setting up positive feedback loops to reinforce the confidence. Seek and acknowledge positive feedback. I always say this, get around people who are going to support you, who are going to be honest about how you're showing up and give them permission to do that. You have to have people like this in your life. You have to have people like this in your life that are going to push you, encourage you, challenge you, and call you out on your BS when you're not showing up. And this is why coaches are so awesome, because coaches have already done the work. They already see what's happening. Whenever I'm working with a client, I've been on this journey of self-mastery, business development, and doing the work that I've been doing for 2 decades. So when I'm working with a client, I'm able to see what they can't see, because I'm a lot further along in the journey. And at the root, the reason we fail or don't manifest anything, most of the reasons are universal. Lack of confidence, lack of belief in the vision, lack of focus, lack of healthy habits, lack of goal setting. There's all these areas that are principles that must be applied if we want to be effective in our lives or our businesses or our relationships, whatever it is. And so as a coach, I teach people how to master their lives, how to fully step into it, how to stop playing the victim, how to own their power and be the best version of them possible. If that's something you're ready for, then give yourself permission to get around people or to hire a coach. Hire someone that's going to help you. I work with clients on a one-on-one basis, and I give them the ability, you know, if you just need a call, whether it's a consultation for your business, you know, or you want a one-on-one coaching call just to start taking the right steps. You may not even have enough money to do a full month or a full 3 months or a full year. But I will allow clients to do a one-off just to get things started, because I know what it's like to be where you are. So if that's you and you're like, I'm ready to grow, but I don't really have people around me, I wish I had someone. Can you help me? Reach out to me at PrincetonClark.com and I'll help you. Find me on social media at Princeton Clark. I want to see people win. I want to see people grow. And sometimes you need a hand up. Sometimes you need someone who's been there, done that, who's going to speak over you, inspire you, push you to be the best version of you, because sometimes we have blind spots. I said that in my last episode. We all have blind spots. At each new level that we grow to, there are things that we have not experienced, so we don't fully see the whole picture, and this is where the challenges come from. The great thing about hiring a teacher or a coach or getting people around you who have done the work or who are doing the work is that they are able to see what you can't see. They are able to guide you down a path that's going to assist you in being that version of you or achieving that level of vision that you want to achieve. So set up these circles, get positive feedback, and make sure you stick to it and communicate with them often. Stop allowing yourself to be isolated when you're growing through challenges, when you're growing and stepping into new things. And then this is going to help you start developing more self-efficiency. This is where your belief in your ability to succeed begins to expand, because you're doing the work. You've recognized the triggers. You've recognized the self-doubt. You've recognized the negative self-talk, the limiting beliefs. You've started cultivating self-compassion and self-acceptance. You started building self-confidence through incremental achievements, celebrating the wins. You got a positive group of people around you that are going to push you and hold you accountable. And now you're beginning to see the picture. You're beginning to flow more efficiently. You're beginning to show up in a way that the self-doubt becomes non-existent. Now it's first nature for you to just show up and face things and do the work, because you get to. Your perspective is shifting. The opportunities for growth are presenting themselves, and now you have joy when the challenges come, because you understand the process. You are giving birth to your vision. So let's continue to do the work, because it's time out for people doubting themselves. It's time out for that. Start developing the techniques for stepping out of your comfort zone. Go and do things that you've never done before. Have conversations you've never had, conversations that are going to stretch you and challenge you and evolve you and help you mold yourself and mold your life into that ideal self, ideal life that you truly desire. And this is going to help you to really step into the power of you. But you have to be willing to do it. You have to be willing to take the steps. It's all on you. So will you do it, or will you just stay where you are? If you're in an area right now in your life and you're saying, I want to grow, I want to do this, I just need some more information, I need to learn how to step into this efficiently, I want to learn how to be in more flow, I want to learn how to master my mind, I want to learn how to really tap into my intuition so that I know when my spirit is leading me versus when my fear or my mind or my negative thoughts are leading me, I want to be more intuitive, I want to get clear on my vision and on my goals, I want to understand when I'm unlocking gifts and how to use those gifts and how to move more effectively in those gifts so that I can dissipate the feelings of self-doubt so that I can move more confidently and more effectively in my life. If that's you, then as I mentioned in my last podcast, I just released the Master Reboot Program. It's 6 lessons along with PDFs and a workbook from my most recent 6-week Master Reboot mentorship program. And you get access to this for only $47. It's all the videos from each week, and you get to dive into it. I wanted to give this because normally people pay quite a bit to be a part of my mentorship programs, but I said, you know what? I want to take these videos and I want to give it to people at a price that's affordable, that can help them start the process, that can help them take the next step. If that's you, go check it out. The link is in my bio, or you can go over to my Instagram at Princeton Clark, and the link is also in my link tree, or you can just go directly to it right now, it's masterreboot.com. Go check it out. There's more information there. There's also an opportunity in there. If you're looking for coaching, if you're looking for guidance, guys, it's in front of you. You just have to be willing to take the action. You don't have to do it alone. It's a choice to do it alone. But I hope you guys have gotten value out of this podcast today. I want to see you guys overcoming that doubt. I want to see you building confidence and moving more effectively because you have the power to do it. You have the potential to do it, and it's purposed for you to do it. You don't have to choose to be where you have been for this long. You can evolve. You can grow. You can become a wiser, more efficient version of yourself. You have the power to overcome anything that is in front of you because your challenges are just opportunities for you to grow and evolve. Guys, thank you for tuning into the Evolved Mastery Podcast. I have so much more that's coming for you guys. So many more episodes. I'm literally recording episodes back to back to back right now because I just want to dump so much value on you guys. But guess what? You guys also have the ability now to become supporters and subscribers to get access to exclusive content. I'm about to start a full series on entrepreneurship and professional mastery. And it's going to be a 6-part series. I may go a little bit longer, but I'm going to start. It's going to be a 6-part series, but it's only going to be available for subscribers. The subscription to be a supporter or a subscriber. You can also pay more if you want to support more, but it's only $10 if you want to subscribe and join the membership and have access to that, or you just want to support. But listen, I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Go on over to PrincetonClark.com. If you're looking for coaching, if you want more advice, you know, let me know. If this podcast inspired you, if it spoke to you, if it's assisted you in overcoming self-doubt, reach out to me on social media at Princeton Clark. Go check out some of my content over there. Also, check out the link tree in my bio. As I said, I have books in there. I have audio in there that you guys can go and listen to. And I'm going to keep saying this on every episode because I want to remind you guys, you know, some of you listeners are new listeners, so you don't know the resources that I have. But go on over, check it out. I look forward to hearing from you guys, man, but I really want to see you guys stepping into your power, potential, and purpose and understanding that you truly are the root to the tree of your life. And just like an apple seed doesn't have to fight to be an apple tree, you have been seeded into this world with all of the potential to be everything that you have a vision to be. It's simply up to you to plant yourself with the right information around the right people inside the right environment to do the work, to water the seed of you so that you can develop the fruit that you are divinely gifted to develop. But again, it's up to you. Step into it, own it, love yourself enough to be it because you are it, and watch your life evolve. I'll be talking to you guys again soon, but share this podcast. Share it with people because you never know who might be struggling to master their life. Who may be at a point right now where they're like, man, I really need some advice that's gonna push me and encourage me. And you guys help me to share the wisdom that I've gained over the course of the last 20 years as a self-mastery expert, guide, author, teacher, coach, and you help me reach more people who don't even know this information is available to them. But I hope you guys are having a wonderful morning, evening, night, whatever time it is for you, and I'll be talking to you guys real soon. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Evolve Mastery, and from this point, remember, you have the ability. So show up, rise up, own your power, and let's continue to evolve.